I'm Malik, and I'm interviewing Tom. I'm going to ask you some questions about hurricanes and global warming and how you, how they affected your jobs. So, first question, how did hurricanes affect some of your jobs?
I think the way that hurricanes have really impacted my work is that as a scuba diving instructor, I was often working and living in the Caribbean. And so when hurricanes came through, we often had to either not work or spend time, sometimes up to a week on either end of a particular hurricane, preparing for the hurricane and then disassembling all the things or doing cleanup and things like that. So we had to spend a lot of time mooring the boats and getting the boats ready and boarding up the shop and things like that. So it takes away a lot of time from being able to be a business that makes money.
So which job was it?
I was teaching scuba diving.
How many hurricanes have you been in?
I think I've been in at some level, I think maybe 4 or 5.
Which ones?
I don't remember because I haven't been in any that have been really severe, where there's been severe damages and stuff like that. So,
have you? Well, has anyone that you know, have they ever been negatively affected by a hurricane?
Yeah, I mean, we have lots of friends right now, for example, in Puerto Rico, who are struggling with what's going on there after Maria that came through recently. We have friends who are in Houston who are struggling with what's happened in Irma. I have family who lived in New Orleans who dealt with Katrina. I have friends who were in the Caribbean who lost everything. So I've had lots of people. Fortunately, I haven't known anybody who's died, but I know a lot of people who've been impacted either by damage to their house or flooding to their house, or property damage and things like that.
Next up, we're going to do some questions on global warming. So, has global warming ever affected any of your jobs?
I think that that's a pretty difficult question for me to really truly answer. It's hard for me to really ignore climate change and global warming. And so I'm sure at some capacity, I know the ocean temperatures are increasing, which is causing coral bleaching, which means there's less fish. So it's less enjoyable to go scuba diving, which was a job that I used to do. Now as a teacher, it just means maybe I can't go outside as often as I want because of weather, because it's either too hot or too cold or whatever. And certainly when I lived in Texas and we had, 4 months straight of 100 plus degree temperatures, it affects me, but not in a way that is, I still can go about my daily life. It's just maybe a little bit inconvenient.
What's your favorite job that you've ever had?
I've enjoyed most of the jobs that I've done. I'd say the jobs that I've used or where I've been working with young adults and teenagers has probably been the most rewarding. So whether that's leading trips or working in the classroom and things like that, that's certainly something I enjoy. I enjoy interacting with students and laughing with them and learning together and things like that. So I'd say, the last about 20 years of my life has been pretty enjoyable work environment for me.
All right, that's all my questions.
All right, thank you.